Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. What are 7 questions to ask ourselves after every presentation? So what are 7 questions to ask ourselves after every presentation? And when I say presentation, this is recorded in November 2020, the middle of the COVID crisis. So a presentation currently is in the form of some kind of video conferencing. Whether it's Zoom or some other webinar software, doesn't really matter. These 7 questions still apply. And when we can start speaking publicly, then these will still apply to you. Most people that speak in front of groups want to improve their skills and the impact they have when they resonate with their audience. And yet some people, after a presentation, do not even review. Those of us that do review tend to be superficial so as to keep our egos intact. However, if you're listening to this podcast episode, then you want more from the work you do and the influence you have. If we have gone to all the effort to speak publicly, in front of a group of people and overcome our fear, and that fear is one of the greatest types of fear that us human beings seem to encounter, then why wouldn't we want to ensure that the next time we do it, it will be even better? By giving our audience a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose through the words, images and stories we convey, then we are helping them create greater security and more likely to generate the change that we want. To assist you, I've come up with these 7 questions to ask ourselves after any public presentation. The first 3 generic questions are typically known as coaching questions, and I acquired them from the excellent Frank Daniels coaching course I attended a number of years ago. The other 4 questions were added to help one of my team that I had excitedly seen present at the Birmingham Conservatoire, so I trust they will be as beneficial to you as they were to him. If we are willing to delve into these questions in depth, then we can expect to rapidly develop our future online presentations. So what are the 7 questions to ask ourselves after a video conference call? Number 1. What went well? Number 2. What could have gone better? Number 3. What will I do differently next time to make it even better? Number 4. Why did I give the presentation, and include in that question what values it met for you? Why was it important to do it? Number 5. What did I hope the listener would do at the end of the presentation? What is your desired outcome? Number 6. What evidence is there that they took action towards the desired outcome? So how did or could you measure the outcome? And the last one, number 7. What is the next step in building the relationship with members of my audience? And that was the 7 questions to ask ourselves after a presentation, which at the moment is via video conferencing. I think most of us would agree that using Zoom or whatever platform we are using to talk to other people, particularly groups of people, is just a bit strange at the moment. I think many of us are getting used to it, but it's still quite a challenge. So I think it makes it even more important to ask these 7 questions after a video conference call presentation, to really make sure that we are getting our message across and that our audiences are getting the most of the value that we can offer them. So I look forward to the time when I can stand in front of a group of people and share my skills and experience and get the instant feedback that you get from a real audience I think we all look forward to that date sooner rather than later. Take care. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode with me, Matthew Broomhead. If you have enjoyed this episode, then feel free to pass this on to those that you care about by sharing it on whatever platform you're using to listen to this. You can find out more about me and read some of my blog at www.matthewbroomhead.co.uk. I wish you all the success you're prepared to work for, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Take care and stay safe.